round one. Fight!
The Production Diaries are a compilation of some thoughts on ongoing projects from most of the gang, all the gang, depending on who's doing it. I think Rich did the first one. And the four of us are here for the second Production Diaries. And what's the hot topic for today on the ongoing project list, guys?
Actually, why don't we first introduce ourselves as Diabolik,
Keith,
I'm Rich, coming from afar.
And Danae, who did the intro.
Yeah, if you can't tell, Rich is a little not in the room, and we're trying. We figured you guys would prefer not hearing reverb and just hear him distorted.
Since
that's good enough.
So,
but anyway,
so the hot topics
for the story we've been trying to do some work on the Harry Potter game. We're pressing on the American Idol game. Let me do a little side note into that before we totally get on with the Harry Potter news update weirdness. In the American Idol card game, basically we've gotten all the scans completed. As I said, they should have been completed by a certain date. That we met that deadline, so I was very happy about that.
Woohoo!
Absolutely. We got everything, right lined up with, in the right proportions in Photoshop. And now we have done the arduous task of pulling apart every single card so that we can make our template. So that's going to take a little bit longer than I expected because it is pretty arduous. There's a whole bunch of different, little glitches that appear when you try to edit, pictures that have been scanned that much. And we've also come into the slightly near glitch of having every scanned card, when pulled out of the original frame, not exactly meeting the same size as each of the other cards that I pulled out. But, minor fix, that'll be done probably by the end of next week for the completed thing. Everything should be pulled apart, and then in comes the capturing of video and doing all that, which... we should have a pretty decent way of doing that, through gathering recorded segments from this game and, pulling out each different thing and then probably taking screen grabs from the website and whatnot so we can get all the updated contestants, as it were, for this season in American Idol. So, we're working on it, and it's going pretty good. So other than that, that's pretty much about it for American Idol. But in today's Harry Potter news, we're still in the pre-production phase. Another good thing that's happened is that 1,000-card lot has come into the PAP score labs.
What?
So I've begun the not-so-arduous task of sorting all the cards so I can make sure that I have them all, so that then we can do some more pre-production work, as in learning the game to its downright core, so that we can make it better. We've already started doing that. We've had a couple of test games. I don't know, what are we up to? At least 10, 15 rounds played so far, guys?
Something like that.
Going with the 12.
Going with the 12? Alright. That sounds good. So, basically, we're learning the game, and now that we have this influx of new cards, we're learning the game even better, because we're still playing with, 40 cards that are mixed-mosh with other cards and randomness. We'll get it locked down for you as soon as possible. And then, everything should be good from there. Now, if everybody remembers episode 11, we were talking about the Harry Potter card game, how we enjoyed the game mechanic and how I thought we needed to have the, revival of this Harry Potter card. In the middle of this talking about Harry Potter, we also mentioned the existence of the two other Potter-exclusive podcasts out there, those being Pottercast and Bubblecast. We also, as you probably well know, we also kind of called them out a little bit on their Potter knowledge, all in jest, all in fun, we're just, having a good time. We're like, yeah, we totally know more about Harry Potter than you, just, get a little rise up, see what we do. So, we also made mention that we might post up their forums. So, well, I did that, actually, this morning, and I posted. And I was like, there wasn't some kind of like ingenious plot to totally plug our website. It was just simply a shout out. It was like, hey, I'm listening to you guys, and I listened to I spoke out as me, Rich from Perfect Score, and it was like, hey, we totally called you guys out there. And, we're just seeing, what you guys think of that. So, if you haven't heard it already, check out episode 11 and get back to me. Basically, is the gist of this message was. The reason why I said, all that is because I can't direct you guys to go to the forums to see this message. And do you guys know why? Because they removed it from the forums. They removed my entire post. Sent me a message and everything saying I was breaking absolute rule number 4, do not post, promoting your own website as, and then basically what I did was I reread the rules, and the rules specifically state that it only counts as advertising for your website if you're, like, completely blatant about it. The entire post is, come to my website, blah, 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 blah. But my post wasn't. See, this is why I have a problem with it. This is, like, coming to the climax of this little rant here. All I was doing, like, similar to the rant that I had in episode 11, all I was doing is trying to get positive input from these people.
Nah.
All I wanted was for them to go, oh, hey, you called us out? Alright, well, you know what? We totally call you out, and you should come to on our show, and we'll do some Harry Potter trivia, and we'll do all this crazy. So anyway, it was just like, the post was basically, trying to get this positive input, saying, hey, we called you out. I don't know, maybe they'll respond with, okay, you called us out, that's fine. How about we just basically, have this, like, trivia game where you guys can come in or revive Potter trivia that they had in the way beginning of their show, and then, we'll really see who can throw down with the Potter knowledge, I think it'd be awesome, because, again, something else that the Potter fans can do and listen to and have fun with during this year of, like, not so much Potter. And I actually used those words in the post. Maybe it'll be something fun for us to do in the year of not so much Potter. I know for a fact I put it in that post. So basically, I was just issuing the challenge to them to go, hey, come on out. Let's do some stuff. But basically, their response was, absolute rules. We, like, totally, come down with the iron fist of doom, and we removed the post.
Great.
That's just flagrant. I have serious issues with people that do that.
That's...
Do they think that, we're not worthy of having our voice heard?
Either that or they're intimidated by us.
Maybe.
Oh, we know that they're intimidated by
us. Maybe they're scared of us at Perfect Score and call them out. And they go, wait, maybe they really do know more than Potter than us. We can't have that happen. We can't have them come on the show and say they actually know more than us.
No, honestly, Rich, I think it comes down to they saw my picture and they ran away.
And God forbid we actually beat them out. What would happen to their podcast?
Yeah, that'd be an interesting. Thing that
if
would
we
happen.
Beat them out, you know what? Maybe those podcast listeners wouldn't be listening to podcasts anymore. So, at any rate, maybe to wrap this rant up a little bit. I say everybody out in the Perfect Score world, give a word out, give a shout out to either us or them, and then just be like, what's going on here? Because, in my opinion, I just think we're just being railroaded because either, A, they're intimidated, B, they think they're just better than everybody, which is ridiculous, or C, they want to be China and, you know, censor everybody, which is also quite not good.
And the thing is that, like, it strikes me as a parallel. Let me go all Potter-esque on y'all. It strikes a parallel. Like, they're treating us like sort of like we're the ones that are not quite worthy. Like, we're the muggles, and they're the wizards. And they're a little bit better than us muggles over here. And the thing is that we know as much about Potter as most people, and we're damn fine muggles, thank you very much. You know?
Yeah, seriously. I don't know. It just, to me, it just seems that, I don't know, I have a really, like, bad, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a word here to describe it without, like, going uncensored or something.
And they, this is the second time they've done this to us, too. So it's like, yeah, there's a bad taste in your mouth.
Exactly. And the first call-out wasn't really even a call-out. It was more like the overwhelming frustration of me, like, bending over backwards for these people, only to have them be like, oh, we're going to throw a whole bunch of more rules and regulations at you. Like, who are you? Are you Warner Brothers? I mean, like, seriously. Like, calm down. You're a show just like us. You're all bunch of people that may or may not work in the media world, but you're still just like us. And they're just trying to get together and have a good time. You know, it's just like, I don't understand the reasoning behind, oh, well, you put a link to your show on our site, so we're going to have to take it out. Okay? I'll put it out right here. As the official webmaster and the official forum moderator on the official Perfect Score forums, anybody from anywhere is allowed to link anything they want on our forums.
Within reason.
Well, no links to porn or anything. Some crazy weirdness.
Or things that would be totally offensive, but within reason, if you want to come and promote your stuff, come. And I'll second that, since I patrol the forums on a daily basis as well. You know, whatever.
Bring it, baby.
It means you guys are coming and talking to us anyway, even if it's just to say, come visit this website. And then we'll go and visit that website, because really, we've got nothing else to do. Not like anyone comes to our forums to, like, have witty conversations. No, we talk about playing DDR. There's a whole topic about playing DDR on our forums that we've gone back and forth. I've never even played the game legitimately, and I contribute to it.
That's just weird.
We had some review DDR.
How do you review DDR?
That's going to be a toughie today. I mean, there's music, there's gameplay, there's sound effects.
There's graphics. You unlock more people.
True.
Yeah, there's probably a gameplay element.
There is total gameplay.
We can make it happen. But you know what I want to have happen more than anything else?
For us to beat out Potter and MuggleCast in a trivia game?
Well, that too. The other thing is, I would really like, I would really like to have the trifecta of the Beat Game band. Like, I want to make a Beat Game band.
That's awesome.
That would be interesting. I have no idea how you could go about doing it, though.
Well,
it would definitely have to be something that would go on to the next-gen systems, because I don't think the new ones would be able to do it.
Rich just bought...
Well, no, we'd just do it in our own way. We'd have some guy on Guitar Hero, some guy on either DDR or Taito Drum Master or Karaoke Revolution. As long as we can find any one of those copies with the game, of the game with the same song, even if it's just one song, I totally want to do that.
That'd be interesting.
Like, have that as a production diary, little note there. I mean, that would be something I'd be willing to do.
Yeah, I would have to say I'm behind that all the way.
Awesome.
And honestly, we can fake the DDR part.
That's true.
Because as long as we don't turn on the music, you could be dancing to anything. You can't really tell while you're playing the game.
True.
But we need to find Karaoke Revolution that has the song, because that's crucial to the whole thing.
Very true.
Absolutely. Then all we need to do is find a Karaoke Revolution that has Killer Queen on it.
Exactly. Working on it. Doing it right now, actually.
Awesome. It's gonna be so efficient.
Well, wait. So that means that Taito Drummaster has Killer Queen?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Exactly. Hence my frustration of why I can't play it right now, because my PS2 is being a mean PS2.
No. Snappy oh, yeah. PS2. Get it back in line.
No snacking.
We're in the process of fixing that right now, actually.
Okay, that's good.
Well, that's always a positive thing. So does this thusly end
anyway, see, we're friendly people.
We're so nice.
Speak for yourselves.
And we use the word thusly. Who wouldn't like us?
People that don't like the word thusly. Maybe that's it. Maybe, which is it, Pottercast or Mogulcast or both?
I think it's both.
Yeah, whichever. Maybe they don't like people that use the word thusly. And that's the first time I've ever used it, and probably the last, but that's okay. I say that they're all afraid of me, and they've never even met me. They met Rich, Keith, and Danae in New York for the VidCast shoot that we still haven't gotten up that we should be working on.
We've been working on. We just haven't been able to get up yet.
But I think that they all of a sudden they saw me on the barcade footage and they went, "Uh-oh, that's something we don't want to do. Nope, that's bad." And they're running away and they're hiding in the corner.
So come out of the corner, damn it! Come play with us. We're nice.
Speak for yourself.
Except for him.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, come on out and, like, you know, be not bullied enough.
And he is kind of nice, because he bought me a purple dice bag and purple sparkly dice.
Indeed.
So he has
those dice in, like, a couple days.
Yes.
Yeah, well, since it's production values, well, we might as well do it, Rich. I mean, come on. We've got production things that we can talk about. I'm going to go on a rant. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Dreamation is going to make my eyes bleed by the end of this. I have been going... No, I'm serious. Every time I'm not doing something for the cast, I'm doing something for Dreamation. And it's driving me nuts because there's so much to do at this convention. There's interviews we have to do. There's footage we have to capture. There's more footage we have to capture. There's games we have to play. There's games we're going to try to review. There's first-hand accounts of just lots of things. And I'm trying to organize it because not everyone can be there when we thought they were going to be. And
sorry.
So we're trying to be as efficient as possible. And I've gone through like 4 different versions of a schedule so far to try and get this done. But it'll happen. It'll be great. Rich and I will be not sleeping and editing the video and getting it up as soon as we're done per day, hopefully.
So is this going to mean that episode 4 of VidCast is going to be up before episode 2?
Yes.
No! Alright, we need to finish up episode 2, guys. We really do.
But anyway.
Yeah. Rich, just tell me whatever you need me to do, I'll do it.
Do you have
a whole bunch of stuff that needs to get done.
So, the other production notes that we can speak about are, I've started, this is actually the other thing that's taking up all my time, I've started writing the Key Score movie script, which, if you guys don't know, I commented on something, I think it was episode 12, that we're going to parody the movie Clerks, but make it Perfect Score. And so the title of it is Key Score, with a period. And that's it.
I still don't know who I'm going to play.
It doesn't matter. I'll figure it out. Maybe you won't even be in the movie. Maybe you'll just show up as a cameo. Who cares? But we're doing it. And I've been rewriting the script to make it work.
Fair enough. Can I be Silent Bob?
No.
Oh.
I think Nate might have to be Silent Bob because he has the beard.
I'm sorry, I don't think I could be Jay. I really don't.
So anyway, so those are the things that I'm personally working on. And those are the things that Rich is working on.
And what about you tonight?
Ooh! And I got more G.I. Joe cards today.
Woohoo! That was awesome, by the way. Nice looking out for that.
Oh, yeah.
So we can play more G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
And I personally bought myself a Nintendo DS because it was a sweet sale at Circuit City. Got it for $100. Then I got $10 for $30. And I've been playing Sprung, which I will have a review of, which isn't as bad as everyone said it was going to be. It's even worse. It's a little one-dimensional, but, you know, thusly will be covered in the review. Polarium I'm playing, which is fun and
addicting.
And very addicting. But my pride and joy, my babies, Nintendo. I have a puppy, and her name is Tara, and she's learning to sit. So, I'll keep you posted on Tara and her progress, and I think we're going to try for the obstacle course ribbons, so, you know. But she's only a day old, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay. I'm not going to listen to that. I've actually been working on getting a few more reviews out. I've been playing Golden Sun. I just recently picked up Golden Sun, The Lost Age. I also picked up several other games for PlayStation 2 and another game for GameCube that I'm desperate to play. I just don't have enough hours in the day to play all of them. But I'm just doing my best to play these games, understand them thoroughly enough to make a review for you guys so that you can, you know, go out and, you know, make,
you know, buy with confidence.
Yeah, buy with confidence. Know what you're buying before you actually, you know, test it. So.
Yeah. And also, Toys R Us is having a pretty sweet sale on some of their games.
Yeah, guys, definitely go check that out.
Check it out, because I got Polarium for $10, and it's a good title. It definitely is. It's Tetris mixed with, like,
Othello.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that.
Tetris mixed with Othello. It's actually a lot of fun, and some of you might have it. You have DSs. If you don't have DSs, go out and buy DS. It's fun. I like it. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And Eric is playing Phoenix Wright, which I'm going to steal from him once he's done.
Oh, no, she's not.
I still want to hear him yell objection.
I am not yelling objection.
Why not?
So anyway, I think that's pretty much wraps up Production Diaries number 2. Is there anything else that we need to discuss? Since we went on a slight rant.
Not exactly.
Alright.
We digress once again.
Well, then, on that note, everyone have a perfect day.
Hey, guys.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Ha 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 ha!